This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's Attorney General Bill Schuette is being sued. A group called Progress Michigan has sued the AG after his office rejected their FOIA request for private emails from Schuette and his staff. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta is here now with more. Rick, what is behind this lawsuit?
Well, what's behind it is the Attorney General's office rejected the Freedom of Information Act request for these private emails, ostensibly because they don't exist. And Progress Michigan, well, they pulled kind of a gotcha and said, actually, they do exist, because here are two dozen instances of Bill Schuette and his staff using their private emails for some kind of public, some kind of government business. The Attorney General's office has still not commented on the lawsuit. They say that they're reviewing it. But it does, you know, speak to a wrinkle in the Freedom of Information Act that, you know, we focus a lot on, you know, maybe public officials using public resources for a private purpose. But in the case of the Freedom of Information Act, it actually cuts both ways, that you can't dodge FOIA by simply using your own private account to communicate. If you are using your private email or some kind of private communications mechanism to conduct public business, then that becomes a public record that is subject to open records laws.
So these private emails should be under the purview of the Freedom of Information laws.
What Progress Michigan is saying is that you need to either turn over those emails or you need to explain why you didn't save them because you were supposed to. Remember Hillary Clinton and her private email server and how there was all of this angst over whether or not she was actually turning over all the relevant communications. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of the same thing, that if Progress Michigan can show that there are more of these that might exist, then the Attorney General could be in a Hillary Clinton situation of having to explain where are they, what business was conducted, and why didn't you save them.
You've covered the Capitol for a long time, Rick. How common is this, do you think?
I know that it is common for government staffers to be told that, you know, that if you're going to discuss something sensitive, you might want to take it offline. However, if you do that and you get found out, then, you know, you run the risk of getting into trouble over it. You know, in this case, the Attorney General's office said that they, you know, that these emails didn't exist, and Progress Michigan was able to go, well, through other channels, we just happened upon these emails that were private emails that deal with public business. We want to know now how many more are there. And obviously fulfilling, you know, their Michigan, Progress Michigan is a liberal group that exists for the purpose of zinging conservatives and Republicans.
And that's Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. Rick, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure.